The unsung architect of wealth. When people hear Berkshire Hathaway, they immediately think of Warren Buffett. However, the true architect of the company's modern investment philosophy was his closest partner, Charlie Munger. Born in Omaha in 1924, Munger was not just a billionaire investor. He was a brilliant legal mind, an amateur architect, and a lifelong learning machine. Buffett himself credited Munger with steering Berkshire away from buying fair businesses at wonderful prices to focusing on wonderful businesses at fair prices. Yet beneath the immense wealth and legendary worldly wisdom lies a profound story of unimaginable personal heartbreak and extraordinary human resilience. Walking through the fire of tragedy. Long before the fame and fortune, life relentlessly tested a young Charlie Munger. In 1953, at the age of 29, he endured a painful divorce, a massive social stigma at the time. He lost almost everything in the separation, moving into dreadful living conditions. But the ultimate blow came a year later when his 8-year-old son Teddy was diagnosed with incurable leukemia. Without medical insurance, Munger paid for everything out of pocket. He spent his days practicing law, caring for his other children, and then visiting the hospital to hold his dying son. Friends recall him leaving the hospital to walk the streets of Pasadena, crying helplessly. When Teddy passed away at age 9, Charlie was 31, broke, divorced, and shattered. Every time you find you're drifting into self-pity, I don't care what the cause, your child could be dying from cancer. Self-pity is not going to improve the situation. It's a ridiculous way to behave. Charlie Munger. Refusing to surrender. Many men would have turned to alcohol or drugs to numb such overwhelming pain, but Charlie refused to give in to despair. Instead, he channeled his agony into relentless determination. He summoned his courage, worked tirelessly, and slowly rebuilt his finances and his life. He recognized that self-pity is a disastrous mode of thought that solves nothing. Embracing the philosophy of the Stoic thinker Epictetus, Munger believed that every misfortune in life is an opportunity to behave well and learn something constructive. This unwavering mindset became the foundation of his future success. He eventually partnered with Jack Wheeler to form an investment firm, achieving astonishing annual returns before officially joining forces with Warren Buffett. The blind eye and the braille response. Life's brutal tests, however, were not finished. At the age of 56, Munger developed cataracts. A failed surgery not only left him blind in his left eye, but also caused complications that resulted in excruciating pain. Desperate for relief, he made the agonizing decision to have the entire eye surgically removed. For an obsessive reader like Munger, the prospect of losing his sight completely was akin to a prison sentence. Yet his response was a masterclass in resilience. Unfazed by the terrifying possibility of full blindness, he simply told a close friend, "It's time for me to learn Braille." He never let physical limitations or unfair blows dictate his destiny. Finding meaning in the darkness. Much like the philosophy detailed in Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, Munger understood that while we cannot always control the tragedies that befall us, we hold the ultimate freedom to choose our attitude toward them. Life is an evolving journey characterized by a constant surge of triumphs and disasters. Munger did not believe he was exempt from pain or entitled to an easy path. By accepting that hardship is simply part of the human condition, he was able to endure with grace. His resilience beautifully illustrates Frankl's psychological method, identifying a purpose to feel positive about even when surrounded by total despair and systematically moving toward it. Life will have terrible blows, horrible blows, unfair blows. It doesn't matter. Some people recover and others don't. Your duty is not to be immersed in self-pity, but to utilize the terrible blow in a constructive fashion. Charlie Munger. a legacy of wisdom and philanthropy. Beyond his extraordinary wealth, Munger left behind a profound intellectual legacy. He popularized the concept of worldly wisdom, a lattice work of mental models drawn from various disciplines to solve complex problems. He also identified the Lollapalooza effect, demonstrating how multiple psychological biases can combine to drive extreme human behavior. Never forgetting the value of giving back, Munger donated hundreds of millions of dollars to universities, personally designing innovative, albeit unconventional, student dormitories. Living in the same modest house for 70 decades, he believed that true success came not from ostentatious displays of wealth, but from maintaining high ethical standards, avoiding envy, and consistently learning from past stupidities. The triumph of endurance. Charlie Munger passed away in November 2023, just a month shy of his 100th birthday. His life reminds us that success is rarely a smooth upward trajectory. Behind the billionaire investor was a man who survived being broke, divorced, burying a child, and losing an eye. He treated both success and failure as temporary imposters, choosing instead to focus on playing the game of life with relentless effort and integrity. Whenever we face personal setbacks and feel tempted to wallow in sadness, Munger's story stands as a beacon of hope. It teaches us to pick ourselves up, abandon self-pity, and face tomorrow with unbreakable courage.